Let's talk about China right now. We're going to talk to the best-selling author of a best-selling book, Silicon Dragon, How China is Winning the Tech Race. And we're going to talk to Rebecca A. Fanning concerning this very powerful book. It's interesting. First of all, just in case a lot of us don't think about China, tell me what time of day it is there right now, what city you're in, and give us a kind of an overview of the landscape that you're at right now.
Okay. Well, I am in Hong Kong, and it's a little after 8 p.m. I'm sitting right in central Hong Kong overlooking the harbor, and there are many buildings with neon lights on and traffic going by, and the city's buzzing.
Now, what's interesting is I just recently started doing some business in China, and in fact, what happened is we bought these wristbands there, and the saving was just so astronomical in comparison to, for me to do business here in the United States. Why is right now, whether it is technology or whatever the case may be, China right now seems to be the hot market for me to do business?
Well, it's growing at a phenomenal rate. And the city and the country is really progressing from a manufacturer to an innovator now, which I talk about in my book. And all these market sectors are just wide open, ready for development for the first time. So private enterprise has opened its doors in China.
In your best-selling book, you feature at least 12 top Chinese entrepreneurs. In your selection process, in your discernment, why did you choose the 12 that is featured in Silicon Dragon?
That's a good question. It was a tough call in some cases. I had so many to choose from, and I met so many entrepreneurs over the past 2 years in various cities, Shanghai, Beijing, and beyond. It was a process of elimination. I wanted to tell people who had an interesting life story, and I wanted to show the diversity of market sectors. So each one of these companies is in a different market sector. Each one has a different story. I have their life story in chapter by chapter, so I wanted to pick those who had an interesting story, an interesting market sector, those who are doing well, some that are not doing so well. So it's a broad diversity.
Is Silicon Valley migrating to China?
Oh, absolutely it is. That's why I came up with the title of the book, Silicon Dragon. Investors that I have interviewed in Silicon Valley are now doing business in China. They're looking for deals in China. They're looking for the next Oracle, Intel, Steve Jobs in China.
Do you think that China will end up winning in the near future, the technology race?
I think the trends are there. I think it's going to take a little while. I think it's going to take a decade or two, but I think China is emerging as a competitor to Silicon Valley and to the U.S. in tech dominance.
Does your book feature, let's say, perhaps the next Bill Gates or the next, let's say, Steve Jobs?
I think it does. I would say one candidate in my book would be Jack Ma, who is the founder of Alibaba. It's an e-commerce company. It has competed with eBay in China, and it actually won the race against eBay in China. And beyond that, Alibaba took over Yahoo China's business from Jerry Yang. So he is a master. He's a wizard. I call him a wizard. He just took his company public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, and he raised $1.5 billion, which is the second largest amount for an internet company next to Google. So I would nominate Jack Ma of Alibaba as the next Steve Jobs.
Let's say in the car industry, tell me something about China Cars Incorporated.
Oh, China Cars Incorporated. It's like the AAA of China, of the U.S., except it's a little bit more advanced business model. Everything is on the internet. It's not really a retail-driven or offline kind of business model like it is in the U.S. It's into wireless communications, and it is on the internet. It's a surround sound car service, just like the AAA is, but more advanced in the way that they use communications to service the customers.
Tell me about Oriental Wisdom.
Oriental Wisdom is an interesting selection because of the entrepreneur behind this company. This is a young fellow who grew up in China, went to school in China, has rarely been outside of China. He developed the software for this company as a school project and turned it into a business and got venture capitalists from the U.S. to back him. He is a really very strong personality. He can win you over with describing his vision for his company. And he lives, breathes, eats, everything. All of his energy goes into this, into making this company a star. He actually sells financial services over the phone, and he's been doing this for 4 years. It's really an innovative concept, and he has a digital magazine sponsored by financial service companies in China that is several years ahead of what we've seen in the U.S.
Just out of curiosity, are any of the 12 entrepreneurs that you feature in this best-selling book, Silicon Dragon, and we're talking live from China right now, feature any women?
Yes, there is a lady. Her name is Peggy Yu, and her company is called Dang Dang. What it does is it is like Amazon, but it has a broader merchandising selection. It has everything from fashions to textiles, all online. All these goods are sold online, in addition to books. And Peggy is one of these, what we would call a sea turtle, someone who grew up in China and then got her education and her experience in the U.S. and came back to China and took what she learned from the U.S. and applied it to starting her own business in China. The company's doing very well, and it's actually outperforming Jeff Bezos' Amazon in China. So this is the second case of a local Chinese company, a startup that is beating the American multinational in China.
Let's say, for example, if I want to do some research and development, and I'm looking for engineers, tell me about the growth of engineers. And is it three times many engineers in China as it is in the United States?
Yeah, each year they're graduating three times more engineers than we are in the U.S. And these schools are top-notch. Some of them include Tsinghua University and Beijing University and Baida University. And they are turning them out.
One final question here. I am recently gotten I have a website, dralvinjones.com, and I made sure I bought Dr. Alvin Mobi, M-O-B-I. If I want to be able to have my content done on mobile phones there, tell me about the mobile phone industry, because let's say, for example, I want to reach 500 million people. Could I do that in China?
You can, because there are well over 500 million cell phone users now in China. It's the world's largest cell phone market, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. It's much larger than the personal computer market. I think you're very smart to have a mobile strategy, and you would be wise to try to get into the Chinese market as well, because it is the world's largest mobile communications market.
The name of the best-selling book is called Silicon Dragon. We're talking live from China, how China is winning the tech race. Give me a closing comment. You know, conclude with a few points from your extraordinary book, how I can get your extraordinary book, and let me know about any website, because we definitely want to stay in contact with you.
Oh, well, excellent. The book is available on Amazon and also barnesandnoble.com, and it's available in retail stores, Borders, Barnes & Noble, for instance, and it's available nationwide and actually global. I've seen it in Australia, and I've seen it in China already. And I've heard that it's selling well.
Just out of curiosity, a bonus note, a personal note. It seems like the last several persons who I've talked to who have written a book about China is lifting their families and moving to China. Is it all about the business, or is it also something about the culture? Because I even noticed your outfit that you have on the cover of the book. Is there something that I'm missing about it? Because I don't think it seems like it's all business that everybody seems to be moving and actually lifting their families from America to China.
Yeah, I think it is a personality issue as well. It's a cultural issue. If you are open-minded and independent-minded and kind of have a maverick streak, I think those kind of people will do well in business in China. You have to be an adventurer. So it's not just a matter of thinking, oh, I can go there and make money. You really have to have the personality, and you have to fit into the culture to do it.